Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing higher education, research, student life, and more. And each month we are pleased to be joined by Baylor University President Linda Livingstone. And Dr. Livingstone is our guest today. President Livingstone, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. Happy to be back with you.
It's good to have you here during this very busy time of the year. March Madness, it certainly refers to basketball, but it seems like it refers to everything this time of year. Spring break, we've got an academic strategic plan rolling out. Sports, it's a busy time.
It is a very busy but very exciting time at Baylor right now.
Let's start off with the academic strategic plan. We just mentioned that, and we were excited to see the first part of the rollout of it last month. Tell us a little bit about the strategic plan, where we are, what the rollout's going to look like over these next few weeks.
Well, at the February board meeting, we provided a kind of a preview of the plan, kind of a draft of the plan for the board to review and provide feedback on. And that was a great discussion with our board, had some discussion in committee meetings. We had a dinner where we brought the deans in and did discussion with the board. And then at the Friday morning meeting, we kicked it off with some general discussion of their feedback of what we had presented the day before around the academic initiatives, the financial plan, the facilities plan, and then the campaign. And really positive response from the region, some great feedback. So now we're incorporating that feedback. We are beginning kind of a little bit of a roadshow, both on campus and off campus, to get more feedback on that. And then the plan will be to present a final version of that to the board in May for approval so we can launch it and roll our sleeves up and get to work.
I like the title, Illuminate. Yes. It really ties in with a lot of what we're hearing these days at Baylor.
Absolutely. The focus is really about how we as Baylor are light to the world and how we need to shine our light as a preeminent Christian research university to the academic world and to the world more broadly. So we love that title. We love to tie it to our Baylor Lights campaign.
Well, when you talk about your light shining, it ties in with Scripture, and that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about faith and its role in the life of Baylor University and higher education in general. And I want to start by asking, you know, the university is made up of thousands of people, students, faculty, staff, each of whom brings their own unique faith journey, their own faith story to the community. And I want to ask you about yours. You know, we've heard you talk a little bit about it, but tell us a little bit more about your faith journey, maybe key moments, key verses, or just key ideas that have really shaped who you are.
Sure. Well, I was fortunate and grew up in a Christian home in a small town in Oklahoma in the Methodist Church. I actually came to Christ through a lay witness mission at the church that I grew up in, which I think is a little bit like a revival in the Baptist Church. And that was a really important moment for me in kind of upper grade school. And then really, I'd say when I went to college at Oklahoma State, I got involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, had the opportunity to work at a couple of different Christian sports campuses. And that was really where my faith deepened and developed. And I think I really began to own my own faith. So for me, as for many of our students, our college years are very formative in our faith development. And then we've been privileged as a family to be in some really wonderful churches through the years. And then my husband, Brad, our daughter, Shelby, you know, we are really reinforcers for each other in helping continue to grow our faith and to nurture and support one another. So I've been very privileged in my faith life, had some wonderful mentors, and recognize the importance of those college years to our young people to help them grow and develop their faith.
We've heard you mention in your inauguration speech back in October, that Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What can that verse tell us about this unique moment in the life of the university?
You know, as we think about what we do as an institution, that verse, I think, is very important in that, because it talks about not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And in essence, that's what we're doing at an institution of higher education, and particularly a comprehensive research university. We're transforming minds. And at Baylor, because we do it from a Christian perspective, we are really wanting to transform their minds, not just intellectually, not just maturing them socially, but helping them to grow and develop spiritually so that they have a really deeper way of thinking about their life and their work and how that plays out in what they students do as they leave the institution. And then I think it plays into the research that our faculty are doing as well, why they do the research they do, why it matters to them. So transforming of the mind is just fundamental to who we are as a research university.
What does it mean to be a Christian research university?
You know, I think when we talk about being a Christian research university, our Christian values are foundational and anchor everything that we do at the institution. And so when you talk about that in the context of a research university, as I said, it really, I think, informs our faculty the way they teach. It informs the questions they ask from a research perspective. It informs the impact that they want to have with that research. And then on another level, it informs the types of people we hire and bring into our institution, whether that's faculty or staff. We want people who are deeply committed to our Christian mission. And so that whole ethos that goes along with it creates a unique and different environment that certainly is amazing academically. It's amazing in sort of personal and professional growth for our students, but it also leads to a much deeper spiritual growth for our students while they're on our campus.
I like that word illuminate, because when you think about outstanding research, when you search for truth, when you mm-hmm. search for answers, there's not a quote-unquote, is there a quote-unquote Christian way to do that? Or how does faith illuminate that search for truth, that search for discovery in a way that maybe is unique here at Baylor?
Well, I think when you look at research from a Christian perspective, we sort of acknowledge that all truth is God's truth from a Christian worldview. And then what we would also argue is that all truth is open to inquiry, which is the essence of research. And then what we are really doing when we're doing scholarly activity and research from a Christian perspective is we're revealing God's truth, or we're thinking about how the revelation of God's truth can then be used in practice and make a difference in the world. And I can't really think of a more noble calling as an institution of higher education than to understand and reveal God's truth in a way that it's meaningful in the lives of people and makes a difference in society.
Baylor professors have been doing this for a long time, but as we look forward in the months and years ahead, that focus on research is going to be increasing. Why is that important for Baylor right now?
You know, the universities in this country that have the most influence and have the ability to make a difference in the conversations that are taking part in the country are those institutions that are doing the best research and have the strongest academic reputations, both in terms of teaching and in terms of research. So we believe that the world needs a Baylor, a Christian university that is serious about its research, because there needs to be a Christian voice in those academic discussions, in those public policy discussions, in the discussions around best practice. And there's really no other institution, particularly among the Protestant institutions of higher education in this country, that have the ability to be a preeminent research university while growing and strengthening the integrity of their Christian mission. And that voice is an important one that needs to be out there in our society today. It matters, and we believe that we are the institution that can step up and do that in higher education.
With an increased research portfolio, you talked about the fact that it fills a need in higher education. But when you think years down the line, and when we've lived out that vision and are a Tier 1 research university, what does that mean? I don't like the word prestige, because it's not all about prestige, but what does it mean in terms of Baylor's reputation? How can an increased research portfolio get us the voice, help us get the voice we want to have as an institution?
Yeah. You know, Dallas Willard is a deceased now, but a renowned Christian philosopher. He was at University of Southern California, so at a secular institution. Mm-hmm. But he liked to say that as a Christian scholar, you have to have a legitimate scholarly reputation in your field to be, you know, the best and be a true scholar on a basic level. And then that gives you the legitimacy to have a voice as a Christian scholar. And I think the same thing applies at the university level. And so we really need to build that reputation on a basic level of doing really great scholarship that will carry its own weight regardless of what kind of institution's looking at it. And then it gives us credibility to have a voice. And that makes a difference in the world. People will listen to us. They will listen to our faculty. And then I think it adds value to our students who are going through our institution and are going to be really the lights for Baylor that shine in the world. And if they've gone through that kind of rigorous academic experience where there's significant undergraduate research, significant undergraduate scholarly activity, as well as at the graduate level, people will listen. They'll listen to our alums. They'll listen to our students, and it will make a difference in the world.
We're visiting with Baylor University President Linda Livingstone on Baylor Connections on 103.3 KWBU-FM, and we are talking about Christian faith and the way it illuminates the work Baylor does in research, particularly right now. That's obviously a big topic, as we talked about at the top of the program, the academic strategic plan. You've presented an overview of that, and we're going to learn more about it in May. It's a roadmap to becoming the university that Baylor aspires to be, that vision that you've just laid out. We talked about this a little bit on a February program of this of Baylor Connections, but I want to ask you again about becoming a Tier 1 research university, and we might hear you saying the words Baylor 1
right,
coming up in the months ahead. How do those two things interplay together?
Well, when we talk about kind of raising our stature as an institution and the role research plays in that, there are sort of traditional academic measures of what it means to be a Tier 1, R1 university. And those are PhD programs, scholarly research, those kinds of things. There are also measures that come out of U.S. News and World Report around graduation rates and student success. And those are kind of traditional measures in academics. Those are important to us. We will be paying attention to those. But at Baylor, because we are a Christian university with a Baptist heritage, we care deeply about other things like faith development, spiritual growth in our students. We care about having an impact. We don't do research just for the sake of doing research. We do it because it's going to make a difference in the lives of people, in the lives of communities, in societies. And so we believe that there are metrics that will relate to those types of things that are embedded in our faith-based mission that other institutions will pay no attention to. And so our metrics that we're going to be focusing on will be a blend of those traditional academic metrics that matter to the external community, as well as internal metrics that matter to us as a Christian institution.
When you talk about those internal metrics that matter to us, you think about people who love the role that Baylor's played in their own lives. Is that almost like that idea of Baylor One, like a check that says, even as we grow and do more, it's still that Baylor mission. It's still that focus on mentorship and character and faith that's going to, like we said, illuminate everything else that we're doing now.
Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about the Baylor line, and you think about the Baylor line, it goes through generations and generations of Baylor families and alumni, and that really represents the traditions, the values, the faith component of our institution that is core to who we are. It will remain core to what we're doing, but yet we also evolve and develop as an institution the world evolves as we learn more academically. And so really, I think it will be a blend of maintaining the integrity of our Christian mission, the values that underpin who we are all the way back to 1845, but yet move us forward as an institution that is going to make a difference in the 21st century and beyond on those really significant issues that society is facing that a Christian voice into is going to matter for.
You talked about talking to faculty. You've been visiting with professors, deans, and other members of the Baylor constituency. What have you been hearing from them? What kind of input have they had into this, and what have been their comments about the vision?
Well, Interim Provost Michael McClendon has spent a lot of time working with our deans, meeting with each of our department chairs individually, engaging with groups of faculty. And what we've really tried to do is request from the faculty initiatives, projects that will really help us move forward on our vision of being a top-tier research university. And so there's been a lot of engagement with faculty. The deans have been deeply involved in that. The department chairs have worked closely together. And so we're feeling, you know, hearing a lot of excitement. There's certainly questions as we sort of think about this direction and where we're going, but they're good, honest, thoughtful questions. The faculty and the deans and the department chairs are engaged. They're participating in the process. And I think there's a lot of excitement and energy around having an academic strategic plan for the first time, one that's really designed to move us forward as an institution and to build our academic reputation. And so we're excited about it, and we'll continue to work with the faculty to build out the plan and then to implement it once we get through May.
You talked about this being the first time we've had a strategic plan. How will illuminate the strategic plan? How does it relate to pro-futurists? Mm-hmm. And then even maybe going back to Baylor 2012 a little bit, because we've had visions cast. How does this play into all that?
Well, I think Baylor 2012 kind of built the foundation for that, allowed then the vision of Pro Futurist, which is really the vision to be a preeminent Christian research university. And over the last 5 years, the university moved forward on Pro Futurist primarily in the area of student success, graduation rates, completion rates, and a lot of support services for our students to ensure that they're being successful. So what we're doing now is we build out Illuminate and move towards Baylor One status, as we've talked about, is building out that academic strategic plan that then fleshes out the research component of Pro Futurist to move us forward. And so we'll continue to focus on the student success elements while building out a fully fleshed out academic strategic plan around faculty activity, academic programs, scholarly activity, while continuing to ensure that we are growing and developing and strengthening our transformational undergraduate education.
You know, I asked you a lot about what becoming a Tier 1 research university would mean externally to others in the higher education community. But what about to students, both at the undergraduate and graduate levels?
You know, one of the things we're learning as we talk to students that are wanting to come to Baylor as undergraduates or graduate students is they want to be engaged with faculty on a deep level. They want to be engaged in research and scholarly activity. So the more we strengthen the research function of the institution and have our current faculty bring in new faculty that are doing research, the stronger it makes our academic learning experience for students. Undergraduate students learn deeply through research and through engaging with faculty. So a more research-focused culture will strengthen our undergraduate academic experience. It will also allow us to bring in really top-notch graduate students, both at the master's and doctoral level, that will make a difference. And then one of the places I'm really excited is it gives us the opportunity then to grow doctoral programs. So we're educating future PhDs, future faculty members in a Christian environment from a Christian perspective, who will then go out all over the world, teach hundreds and thousands of students through the years, do research that's informed by their Christian perspective, and they'll have a huge influence. I mean, talk about spreading our light around the world. It can happen in a great way through the PhD students that we put through our programs. And all of that happens because we are really focusing on our scholarly and research activity as an institution.
I feel like that idea of students going out of the world is almost, it's a goosebump moment in a way, whether it's to other institutions or just in their chosen profession. That seems like one goosebump moment. But as you think of this, have there been other moments for you that have been particularly meaningful, or when you've looked at the plan and you've thought about its impact, that have just really leaped out at you?
You know, I think on a really broad level, Baylor is such a special place. And when I go out and talk to alumni and parents, they speak to the deep impact Baylor had on their life personally, on their children's lives. And you just want more and more people to be touched by that impact. And we can touch a certain number by those we bring to our campus and educate while they're here. But you have so much greater ability to touch more and more lives as you send more people out into significant roles. And so when I think about the ability that we have at Baylor to influence the world academically, but most importantly for Christ, I get excited about it. And the more we build the quality of what we're doing, the more we are looked to from around the world from the Christian community as well as the secular community, the greater ability we have to have that impact.
That is very exciting. We are heading into the final few moments of the program here, President Livingstone. But I mentioned faculty earlier, and I wanted to ask you about, as you've talked to faculty and staff, when you get a sense, of course, you live that out as a professor at the Handkammer School of Business here in the 1990s and early 2000s. But what sense have you been able to get just talking to faculty about the way that their faith compels them to do what they do, the research they do, the teaching they do, the field they've chosen?
You know, our faculty in many ways come to Baylor in significant part because it is a Christian university. They are great teachers, they are great scholars, and they could do that anywhere. But because they're also people of faith, they see it as a unique opportunity to kind of fully integrate their professional life and their faith life, which is a very unusual opportunity, particularly in academics. And they see it as a way to influence students in a deeper way than they can at a secular university. They see it as a way to do research on important topics that you could certainly do at a secular institution, but that to think about it maybe in a way that has a different kind of impact. And so, you know, I think our faculty want to transform lives, whether that's through the classroom or through the research that they're doing. And they feel like they can do that transformation at a deeper level at a Christian university, and they can live out their faith. And we've had great success recruiting unbelievable faculty from some of the top research and academic institutions in the country because they want to be at a place where their faith matters and where it can be an embedded part of their professional experience.
And that experience is, as we talked about earlier, shaped Illuminate, the academic strategic plan. You've got a lot of their feedback. What about the Baylor family as a whole in terms of as we navigate these next few weeks and get ready for the rollout in May? I know you had a visit with the Baylor family in Fort Worth earlier this month, and coming up March 21st in Dallas, April 4th in Houston, and then I believe a number of other Baylor conversations around the country. What will those look like, and what can people who attend those maybe expect?
Yeah, we'd love to encourage the Baylor family to join us for that conversation series, both in Texas and around the country. Chairman of the board, Joel Allison, and I have a conversation. Lori Fogelman leads that discussion. We do some Q&A and talk about, you know, where we've come from, the things we've been working on. We also talk about the future, where we're going as an institution around Illuminate, the strategic plan. And then we have time for Q&A and discussion with the audience. So it was a great time in Fort Worth with our community there. We want people to come out. We want them to be a part of the conversation, to ask their questions, to understand where we are as an institution now, where we're going, so that they can be a part of that. Because it's really all of us working together to make this a success and to continue to move the university forward that will really matter.
And the Baylor family can stay tuned to Baylor social media, baylor.edu, our main webpage, and there'll be information about some of those other shows that are upcoming, other Baylor conversations upcoming. And I want to remind people, too, that prior conversations with you about this subject and with Interim Provost Dr. Michael McClendon going in depth on this can be heard at baylor.edu/connections. So looking forward to hopefully giving people the complete picture as we approach May.
We look forward to that, and we'll be glad to come back and have a conversation in more depth after we get through the May board meeting.
That sounds great. Well, President Livingstone, we are just about out of time. We covered a lot, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'll look forward to talking to you about this more, as we said, on upcoming Baylor Connections. This has been Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. I want to thank President Livingstone for joining us each month here on the program. I'm Derek Smith, and a reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe to the program on iTunes.